Good, the bad, and the ugly with Terence Pillay.
Hello, Terence.
Hello, Darren.
All I did was read the heading on your email, and I agree with you already 100%.
Were you enraged when you read the heading?
No, I was enraged yesterday, but for good reason. I can't get anywhere near Mklanga because of the M4 road problem. It looks like GPs have come early for season, and everyone's doing lastminute.com, and nobody's being pleasant. I was pulling out into a road, and I couldn't see traffic coming from the left and the right because the cars were parked. So I peeked my nose out. The woman lost her ish. I thought she was going to get out of a car and punch me, Terrence.
So that's exactly what we're talking about this morning. We hear about it almost on a daily basis. Road rage is real, and it's occurring far too often in this country. We hear violent outbursts on the road from drivers who feel that their cars are moving too slowly, or whatever the case may be. Or maybe the most probable is that they're simply just bullies. Now, the South African, an online publication, reported an incident in Bryanston, Johannesburg, recently, where the driver of a Mercedes SUV was so enraged with another Mercedes driver on the road that he first shot at him with a firearm and then kidnapped him by shoving the victim into the boot of his SUV before driving off. The article reports that the thug then dropped off the victim at the Sandton Medical Clinic before handing himself over to the police. Now, recently, deaf South African swimmer and Olympic medalist Terence Parkin was a victim of road rage when a driver behind him tried to push his car into oncoming traffic. Mm. Parkin apparently drove into a petrol station where he tried to indicate through sign language that he was deaf and didn't understand why the incident was taking place. Mm. The driver then punched Parkin in the face and drove off. A picture of Parkin's bloodied face made its rounds on social media, as did a video which he shot on his phone, which was since been taken down. Parkin is a Durban man who now lives in Joburg and hasn't really opened up about the incident to the media until now. And because of his disability, a recorded on-air interview was not possible. So I chatted to him via WhatsApp, and this is what he had to say. He said on the day that the incident happened, it was an incident that took place over a space of 40 minutes. Before arriving at the garage where the punch took place, there had been some disagreement on the road. There were lots of roadworks taking place, which required people to drive slower than normal, but obviously this was not suitable. He said it was difficult to recall, but after the episode, during the episode, he said it was difficult to recall what was going on, but the actual stop, when he stopped at the garage, he was calm. The driver had sped off and he thought he would not see him again. He said during the disagreement earlier, there was some dangerous driving and I was pushed onto oncoming traffic, but luckily there were no oncoming cars, and that was scary. At the garage, I feel that the use of my phone protected me somewhat. He said I tried to communicate with the guy unsuccessfully and decided to use my text on my phone to communicate to him, and he had punched me through the car window. Now, according to the police, it's still under investigation. Right after the incident, Terence says, I went to the police at the toll gate close to the garage and showed them the videos, but they did not want to assist me. There was a communication issue. So he had to then drive home and report it at a police station near his home that evening. So it was reported in Johannesburg, but the incident took place in Mpumalanga, where the garage is situated. So Joburg police have now handed it over to the Mpumalanga police. He said from now on he would just rather avoid aggressive drivers and give them way on the road. So coming up, I'm going to tell you what psychology says about these violent people on the roads.
It's happening more and more. It's all around us. It's crazy. It's the Wild West out there on the roads. More with Terence when we come back. It's so good, man. James Bay featuring Julia Michaels and Peer Pressure. We're continuing with The Good, the Bad, and the Ugly with Terence Pillay.
The Good, the Bad, and the Ugly with Terence Pillay.
As we said earlier, I don't know if it's all the added pressure of roads are being closed. The congestion is hectic. It's a lot more than usual. People maybe just don't have enough time, but the impatience and the rudeness and the rage that is happening all around us is reaching critical levels.
100%. It's completely unacceptable. It's going to get worse now with the festive season. There are going to be more cars on the road and people are just going to be crazy. So according to the South African Road Federation, road rage is something that affects all drivers. At best, an incident can cast a black cloud on your day and negatively alter your mood. At worst, it can result in a verbal or physical confrontation.
As it did with Terrence Parkin,
or something more serious. Now, we may hear reports of the most serious cases in the news and see videos of them online. Mm. But there are disagreements between frustrated, angry, and impatient motorists on a daily basis, making gestures, shouting, blowing your horns. And according to the Federation, a recent survey conducted by Black Box insurer Ingeni, 70% of respondents said that they'd been victims of road rage in the past 12 months. How's that? And although 65% of those surveyed didn't consider themselves to be a road rager, 85% admitted to showing signs of road rage on occasion.
It's something weird. There's something in the psychology of being trapped in this metal cage with wheels going forward that turns everyone, the sweetest butterfly personality, into a monster.
Can you imagine those drivers on Bayhead Road this morning?
Oh my word, that must be hectic.
Crazy. So Steve Albrecht is an American author on high-risk human resources and security issues. And in an article in Psychology Today, he puts the cause of road rage into perspective with the observation, you see it every day on our roads, people speeding past, changing lanes with no signal, weaving dangerously across three or four lanes, passing too closely on either side of your car, speeding up to block you, not allowing you to change lanes or merge on or off the highway, and drivers racing on the roads, you know, thinking they're better than each other, and roaring up behind you as they might intentionally rear-end you, constantly tailgating, honking, flashing high beams at you in the mirror because you're in their fast lane, finger flipping, screaming out the window, causing, creating accidents, pulling over to fight or worse, kill each other. And he says what used to be a largely male problem has crossed gender lines.
There was a woman who lost her ish yesterday.
He says women may not get into roadside fist fights or point guns at each other like men, but they can drive just as aggressively, rudely, and even dangerously. It's the rare time when male and female aggression is on display in near equal amounts. For many men, aggression is supposed to be overt, but for women it's more covert. But put them behind a wheel late for something or angry at something else and in no mood for courtesy, and their behaviors will compare.
Kind of stating the obvious here, but my advice in this situation is react to that person as if you were standing next to them in an escalator, in an elevator. React like that. Not like they're in a distant vehicle away from you. React like they were standing right next to you. Behave like that. Speak like that. And then, would it kill you to keep left past right? No. I think we could. Let's do that one.
And do you know what I want to know? I want to know from the public, and you can tweet me or email me because that blogger's up. I want you to know what punishment should there be for road rage?
For road rage. Very interesting. It's at Terrence Pillay 1 on Terrence. Otherwise, you can comment on his blog piece online, ecr.co.za. Thank you, Terrence.
Thanks, Darren.
All right, boys and girls. Fantastic morning with the two of you. You've been very pleasant today, and I've really enjoyed the two of you.
You've even been pleasanter.
Have I been pleasanter in return?
Terrence, there's a glow about you,
there
boy.
Is, Darren.
I don't know what it is, but we should discuss it like sometime.
Well, let's have a chat. Should we have some cake and talk about it?
Cherry on top.
I would
of that
love
cake.
Some cake.
All right, let's do that. Coffee and cake. A little bit of a chin.
Come
wave
to yoga, boys, today.
What time?
12:30. All come right. Play. Yeah, what horse? Time. What man?
No, come on. Nothing.
Yes, I'll come. Come play.
See, their ladders come. Yeah. I've got to shoot. I'm shooting something. All right. But in fact, fun. And we'll do it again tomorrow.
Yay.
I will be loving
you. Bye.
East Coast Breakfast from 6 to 9 a.m.